Hello, 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 hello. Sorry for the tardiness. I needed a coffee. You're listening. Oh, do I hear myself? I don't hear myself here. Oh, there we go. You're listening to DJ Demaru. Evolution Revolution, the 26th of December. Cake is in the chat. Ding. Yeah. So, Evolution Revolution with DJ Demaru. Now with a new... A new setup. How are you, virus, today? Am I festive? Oh, yeah. And, yeah, nicely, I have a filter with my voice. And I can have a dark reverb. Dark reverb. Yeah. Yeah. I had to have a coffee. We're on the 26th. And yeah, this period between Christmas and New Year. It feels like we, I'm aiming for something new, yet it's not new yet. It is still 2023, and we would hope we'd be in another year. Cake is talking about the language Tokipona. This is a language that was invented. When was that? I can't remember. I read about it, and there was yeah. I won't say things. I won't say anything about it. I read about it. I can't remember about it. My goal for 2023, even if we're not in the new year yet, is to be able to entertain people with music that I play while doing my show. So I'm not prepared for that this morning. So I might be playing other things. Or I might be playing a bit of synthesizer. All the radio show that I'm broadcasting, I often play music, and generally that music has some copyrights to it. And although I believe it might fit into the fair usage a little bit, like Mixcloud or things like that, where I'm not making any profit from it, and on the contrary, it profits the artist. I feel that my radio show might not, I couldn't rebroadcast them in the future, as the music is from another artist. And my goal for 2024 is to be able to create most of my soundtrack, meaning from the beginning, the intro. So maybe the intro will be some sort of a minor. Thank you. Welcome to Evolution Revolution. Or something like that. Something like that, and create some sort of back rhythm of some sort that that would be following through. And then, yeah, I would come back to talk about stuff. Something like that. We'll see how that goes. Composing and, yeah, writing music every week. And we'll see how it goes. I'm always also excited to present new artists when I find them. So that it will be, yeah. That would be one part. Well, music. Oh, Snowdusk is in the house. Not very often we see Snowdusk roaming. It's probably very early there too. What is it? 10? 12? 11? 11 maybe? 11 in the morning here in Toronto. Not here, but there in Toronto. That being said, I'm not ready to play music for my whole show. So let's move into a bit of music with Clark this morning. And Snowdusk, I was saying, you are in Toronto. I'm still in the mountain. I'll be visiting Montreal in a couple months, but... yeah, if you happen to visit Montreal, Snowdusk, in a few months in March, I'll be around, hopefully, partying a little bit. But for now, let's listen to Clark, Reformed Bully. Was I a bully when I was a kid? I got bullied, but I do fight bullies. I've always fought bullies.
Thank you.
This was Clark and the song Reform Bully. Sorry, I'm tweaking my knobs here and my voice is coming out in different ways. I'm plugging in my microphone through my Zoom that goes through the Octatrack that goes into my sound card and into my computer into mix that get broadcast over and on radio. You're listening to DJ Demaru, Evolution or Evolution, with a full-on new setup this morning. I keep on thinking this is the new year. It's a little like, when is the new year happening? What happened between that week and that week between Christmas and New Year? It feels like you're waiting for something new. Christmas is done. And kind of looking forward to do something new. And that's what I'm doing this morning. I'm doing something new. I'm plugged into my system in a different way. Yeah, I can do all these fun things. Now I can load a flex track, and then a flex track has recordings, and then I could, oh, that's it. It's very simple. Oh no, it's a long sample of didgeridoo. So yeah, that's grounding issue. No, it's a didgeridoo. Sorry. Not a very good recording, actually. I have to resample stuff. What do we have here? A filter. That's a very long sample here. Oh, it's looping. Let's hopefully. I get to sample nice things that are nicer than this sample. Yeah. Rosemont Petite Patrie, traveling to Montreal in the next few months. Snowdusk has been talking about Longueuil, the city from which I've lived a few years as a kid. And the most beautiful thing that was in Longueuil was the church there. It was a beautiful, it's still a beautiful cathedral. I think it's the biggest cathedral, definitely on the south shore of Montreal, but I think it's one of the oldest one in Quebec. Let me and then it's called La Cathédrale de Saint-Antoine de Padoue. Co-Cathedral of Saint-Antoine de Padoue. The site contained the archaeological remains of Fort Longueuil, a fort constructed between 1685 and 1690. Yeah, I remember these fortifications. They're next to the... We used to play in there all the time. And did I say when it was built? The founded in 1698, but it was consecrated in 1887. So yeah, pretty old. And the cathedral is very large, measuring 74 meters long by 41 meters wide, and it's 81 meters high. And it's I don't know if they talk about the they don't talk about that. So the organ that is in there, this is like a crazy, I think it's the biggest organ in Quebec, because they do all the a lot of the shows or organ playing happens in that cathedral. And it's a beautiful thing to build a building around a musical instrument, right? And I think the cathedral is often built to make the sound of the organ to be, you know, godly. and it is godly. If you listen to organ music on your sound system, it's like one thing, it kind of sounds kind of something. But to be in a church that is designed for the sound of the organ to be played, it's definitely a different, powerful experience that as a kid I was able to experience. And interestingly, when I went to visit a couple years ago, I ended up going to that church. I was walking around Longueuil, and then I saw that church. And they had the international competition of organ playing or something like that. And it was like so powerful. I tried to record some on my phone, but yeah, that was not very good. And yeah, I think organ playing is very close to synthesizer in a sense that you have your bass, you have your, you know, your bass pedal, you have your mid, and then your chord section, and then higher, and then you can change the sound with that. And interestingly enough, my kind of research or desire or my path into electronic music somehow has been inspired by organ playing, I guess, because I've always wanted like pedals and two keyboards, and now I'm at a state of having two keyboards, no pedals yet. But yeah, the organ playing is really, for me anyway, the beginning of electronic music. I gotta get used to this. I don't have switches anymore. I have knobs to change when I wanna talk. This was Max Cooper with Tom Collection. Tom, in German, being a dream. Tom, like trauma. But I think that it is. I think he is from Berlin, maybe. Max Cooper. I highly invite you to check out his YouTube video. Unfortunately, only on YouTube. I started to dislike YouTube. I don't like big corporation. An anti-corporation? Is there a name for that? Anything that's big? Underdog? Underdog? Helper? I wish people were not using YouTube that much, but I guess that's where you want to be cool. And so Max Cooper is on YouTube, but his videos are quite something else. They're a feast of multimedia, not so much musically, but visually. The videos that he collaborate with are really a strong, what you would call it, a hallucinogen. It's a very strong, he's pushing the limits of sanity, visually speaking, where you would feel almost high from watching these videos. So it makes it quite an experience to check out his videos. So anyway, Max Cooper. And I've seen some of his show that seems pretty powerful. But, I mean, seeing a show and being there, it's always a bit of a different stretch there. So I don't know exactly what it feels like, but it looks pretty good. He's not coming to Vancouver anytime soon, so... You're listening to DJ Damaru, Evolution and Revolution. I got caught by surprise this morning, seeing that my show was up, so I'm a little not yet caffeinated, not yet fully present to offer some deep reflection about life and everything else. But yeah, I'm planning on... planning on playing more music in the next year, and instead of just playing other artists, starting to create my own composition. I've been refining my own setup as far as electronic music goes and sampling and looping. So I'd like to have more of that in my shows so that I continue to learn, I become better at what I do, and what I share on my show is also more personalized content that I create. And because I'm doing this every week, it feels like a good time to... my microphone is like too high, it's kind of freaking me out. I have to lower this so you don't hear me breathing each time. I'm like... and you can hear me. Oh, no, okay. I thought it was my stomach, but it's a synthesizer. Oh no, it's a didgeridoo. No, that's what's happening. This is not my stomach. All right, let's lower the didgeridoo. Make the microphone a little higher. Oh yeah. And then. Okay, that's good. Yeah, and then some kick in the back there is still going. Yeah, so because I'm doing this every week, it seems fitting for me to challenge myself to bring more of my own creative self into the mix. And yeah, I'm just seeing where that goes. As far as evolution, revolution goes, I was invited over the weekend to a small church here in Rijndael. My path and my spiritual path, I guess, started in a church. We were just talking about that in the chat with Snowdusk, a church in the south shore of Montreal on Longueuil. And it's a beautiful church, and my parents were not religious people, practitioners. I mean, they were more Christmas. I can't remember. There's a term for Catholics that goes just to church twice a year. Christmas, Easter, Catholic, 2 days a year. But because my parents were not religious at all, it kind of opened a door for me to explore that on my own. And so I wasn't forced to go to church. I wasn't forced to read the Bible. I was not considered a sinner or anything like that. But the church was so beautiful. The architecture there, like the beauty of the architecture of that church, is something that fueled my desire to be an architect for many years. I became a graphic designer instead of an architect. But this idea of design was still very strongly influenced by designs of a church. And the music in that church probably influenced a lot my desire to play music later on, and the design of my own synth setup. I think it's kind of influenced by organ playing. But in any case, so from that exploration of religion as a kid, I quickly moved around and studied different religion, yoga and Hinduism and Buddhism and tantric practices and Taoism and whirling dervishes, and just really wanted to explore all the religion. And of course, at first, maybe Catholicism, I thought, you know, I was like, not sure. You know, I like the way it's delivered. As a kid, I felt there was a bit of a shaming that did not resonate with me. The whole idea of you're a sinner, and maybe at the time of your death, you're going to get into kind of the realm of God. And and I felt a little limited by that, and I kind of thought Jesus was pretty cool, and I was like, oh, Jesus is cool. Cathedrals are beautiful. The music there, I love singing. I've always loved music. That always kind of resonated with me. And but there was a bit of shaming that wasn't like fully with me. But so I kept exploring, and interestingly enough, many years later, I start reading some swamis, some Indian swamis, religious people, interpreting the Old Testament, the Genesis and all these things, and the way they interpreted it really made a lot of sense, talking about, Adam and Eve as these two sides of the self, the masculine and the feminine side of the self, and the tree of life being that, Kundalini system within the body, this kind of latent energy, and the serpent, the snake within the Genesis, to be that Kundalini energy awakening, and that Kundalini power awakening the male and female energy to unite and then create that reality around us. And it was just like very inspiring to revisit the Old Testament, but from a symbolic teachings that can be used for your own evolution. And I was like, wow, okay, you can read the Bible and pull out some of the teaching there and use it pragmatically in your life, not just this is what happened and this is how your belief system is. More like, here's a map of your own evolution. So as I studied different religions, Catholicism and the whole Abrahamic religion started to make more sense and became beautiful teachings that I was like, oh, okay, I can do that. Yeah, the Kabbalah is the mystical art of Judaism. And yeah, they have the Tree of Life and all these very deep spiritual, very similar to the Kundalini system. And I have a teacher here in Vancouver who often bring the Kabbalah into some of his Buddhist teachings or Taoist teachings. And because the Kabbalah is also rooted in Abrahamic, like Older Testament type of foundation, you can see that the mystical aspect of religion has always been there and are through all these religion. But in any way, what I find inspiring is that now when I go to church or I go to a Christian service, it doesn't happen very often. I'm not, I don't go to church very often. My daughter wanted to know what it looks like, so we went there a few times, and a few days ago we did go to a service for Christmas. And seeing their devotion to their God, to the Christian God, really inspired me in a sense that I'm also seeking. It might have different words. It might be called Satori or consciousness or Shiva or however you want to name it. But the seeking, the desire to seek this union is similar. It's the same. And I was just inspired and I sang with them. And for me, it was just a recognition that everybody is seeking, and it doesn't, for me, and I know it could be, it could be offending if I'd say that to a very strict religious person. But for me, this idea of God, it's like a mountain, and we're all climbing that mountain wanting to reach the top. And that top is that experience of consciousness or Shiva or God or Satori. And that we're all in that quest. So anyway, it was inspiring, Christmas Eve to sing with not yogis and not Buddhist and not a tantra practitioner or nothing kind of Handy C. Chris there in the chat talks about Buddhism and how, you know, there's no Godhead in Buddhism, but I think the desire to experience Satori or this awakening is really what experiencing God is. So even if there's no God in Buddhism, I, in my humble, my very humble, not knowledgeable opinion, the quest is very similar in all practices, and the naming of whatever realization at the end, it's different for all. It's the quest, this kind of desire to, some people call it dissolve or enlightenment or Satori or God experience, but we're all kind of going together. Can you say that I'm omnist? I don't know. Am I an omnist? Omnist. I can't pronounce it, so I'll pass on the omnist, but I'll research a bit more.
Wow.